vice president to be in power.
That is our main decision right now.
We're inside of one of the world's most famous conference room complexes. It's the White House Situation Room's Command Center, a room used by American presidents from John F. Kennedy to George W. Bush. But the room is no longer in Washington, D.C. It was taken apart and rebuilt at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. Now it's the centerpiece of the Situation Room experience. It's a new interactive program which gives high school students the chance to experience what it's like for government leaders and the media to deal with both the domestic and foreign policy crisis. It's chaos in here as the teens, cast as everyone from U.S. Secretary of State to network news correspondents, cope with the scenario that includes the president being targeted by an assassination attempt.
Hello, my name is Braylon Lautensager, and I'm the Deputy Press Secretary. I have good news. The president is out of surgery. It went very well. His condition is stable.
Mira Cohen is the Reagan Library's Director of Education.
Students are essentially doing government or playing the roles of the media. We've created a laboratory here where students can actually engage in real life experiences.
When you walk into the new $1.5 million center at the Reagan Library, you're in a replica of the White House press briefing room. In the back of the room and on the second floor are workspaces for students who represent TV networks like CBS and CNN. There's another room that represents a hospital conference room where the president's staff is updated on his condition. And then there's the command center where students representing White House cabinet members are meeting to make key decisions. The students have electronic tablets to outline their roles in the scenario, as well as to get information updates to help them make decisions.
It is an immersive experience for kids to feel as if they're in a crisis in the White House, in the Situation Room, and as members of the media.
Duke Blackwood is director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
The designer wrote 450 pages of original information that's provided with them in 75 minutes. You have 24 decisions that have to be made. You have four different crises, not just the president's been shot, but you've got the stock market crashing. You've got the Ukrainian border situation with Russia. You've got the Soviet sub that's gone out of the box. You've got the possible First Amendment right with the protesters because the attempted assassination was infiltrated into the protesters. So it's very complex.
33 high school seniors who are government students from Alta Loma High School in Rancho Cucamonga are taking part in this debut of this Situation Room experience. Liz Ramos is the high school class's teacher.
I love that it brings a curriculum to life. They're having a good time, but they're understanding the nuances and stress that our government and press corps go through. You can talk about it. You can show them videos. They really get this when you go through a simulation like this.
Kyle Boser is playing the U.S. Secretary of State.
It was truly stressful to say the least. You know, you were faced with a lot of decision making, and the decisions had to be made, you know, relatively quickly. Even though it was a simulation, it felt quite real.
Classmate Delaney Townsend was cast as a social media producer covering the White House for CBS News.
My teacher, Ms. Ramos, always says that government is the easy thing and politics is the crazy stuff, and I definitely understand what she means because it was insane getting so much information from so many different people, and you don't know what is right and what's wrong, and trying to get correct information out. I give tons of props to people who do this.
The Presidential Library's Duke Blackwood says 4 years of effort went into creating this Situation Room experience, and now they're hoping that high schools and colleges will want to take advantage of it.
It costs no money to come here, and it's a 2.5-hour experience, and as you can hear with the kids, they are fascinated by it.
The scenario includes more than 3 dozen separate roles and more than 3 hours of original videos which look like live TV news feeds to make the experience seem realistic. The 75-minute program is preceded by a half-hour pre-briefing and followed by a 45-minute debriefing so students and the library staff can talk about the experience. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.